Is the Valley's real estate market coming back?
You're listening to WDIY's Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar.
The number of houses sold in the Valley has been dropping over the last 12 months, settling at around 6,000 units at annual rates, while well below the 9,000 units sold back in 2005. It's a lot better than 4,000 units sold in 2009 and 2010. The only problem with this is that after a strong increase in unit sales between 2010 and 13, upping that number to around 7,000, this broad indicator of the housing market has been declining of late. The average sales price of a residential unit in the Valley in June spiked to $222,000, some 15% above its last year's level. However, this is a one-off and happened at low volume, rendering the results less than totally convincing. The long-term price of residential sales in the Valley is still moving sideways at around $190,000, adjusted for seasonality. During the Great Recession, housing prices in the Valley dropped by 26%, which is significantly less than the areas like Tampa, Florida, where prices dropped by almost 50%. Housing prices have been recovering from those dark days of recession. Even in Tampa, prices are up by 25%. In the Valley, housing prices rose by about 7% from the bottom. The pre-recession prices were clearly non-sustainable and are not coming back anytime soon. Housing starts is a short-term predictor of the housing market. This indicator is running at about one quarter of its high back in 2004-2005 period, which was clearly way above the norm for the Valley. However, this indicator, even at these levels, is not showing any upward tendencies. New building permits is a medium-term predictor for the housing market. This indicator is also well below its highs, but has been significantly more alive than new starts. And while still below the old norms for the Valley, it is slowly rising. Now, this is good news. Obviously, the adverse weather conditions of last winter had significantly impacted the housing market. However, what we expected was to see an equally significant uptick when the winter went away. That we have not seen yet. People often look at mortgage rates as a primary factor that affects demand for housing. In reality, the primary factor that affects demand for housing is employment. Mortgage rates, under these circumstances, play a much smaller role in determining housing demand. Okay, so what's the forecast? The June numbers indicated price strength. However, low volume and smaller than expected pending sales are not supporting a potential breakout this summer. The expectation of higher mortgage rates later on is going to help the housing market this summer. We expect to see a decent summer for the housing market, unless the international tensions grow themselves into a seriously dangerous level. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.